Unfortunately, civil society collectively is still on the mat from August 2013 after the elections. I think there was a lot of hope wrapped up in some potential change coming about through those elections, and I honestly haven't seen civil society writ large in Zimbabwe get up from that. And I think an important thing is there's really not any groups, to my mind, that are mobilizing at the grassroots level. There's several. Women of Zimbabwe Arise comes to mind, but there really isn't that grassroots engagement that there maybe used to be. There's a lot of boardroom activists in Harare and in the big cities in Bulawayo, but there's really no engagement with local citizens, and I think that's desperately missing right now.
Mr. Gwagwa,
what's your take in response to what Jeff Smith just said?
I think what was needed was after the elections, because the international community and other stakeholders in Zimbabwe, including the government, took a bit of time, you know, to recuperate and to formulate a strategy on a number of issues, political, human rights, and economic. So what civil society needed to do was, you know, to regroup maybe 4 months after the elections and say, you know, this is where we are. This is where we did well, and this is where we did not do so well. And formulate a joint strategy that is informed, you know, by the people, to ensure that, you know, the fight for democracy and human rights in Zimbabwe is getting its impetus from the ground. So that did not happen. I understand ZDDI, the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, recently did a survey in Bulawayo and Harare. But I think, with all due respect, maybe that is not enough. There's more that needs to be done. Yes, of course, they did great work, but there's more that needs to be done. I think particularly, you know, the forces that started the movement, you know, the move towards democracy in 1999.
Mr. Gwagwa, from your research findings, what more can be done by civil society to strengthen democracy in Zimbabwe?
They need to come together and start engaging the citizens, number one, and number two, to engage more issues. But I understand, you know, the Australians and also DFID were proposing a project which is called, you know, TRACE, that looks at transparency, but that also looks at citizens' engagement. But I don't really think that, you know, such initiatives should be starting from the international community. They should be starting from the local actors, and then they get support from the international community. And again, there is a realization by civil society that they should be addressing broader issues, economic and social issues. But what I see is talk about it. They talk about the need to address economic and social issues rather than addressing them. There's what we call social accountability programs, or maybe engaging the staff monitoring project, in terms of which, you know, the IMF is making certain demands on the government, you know, to show transparency. So I want to see civil society taking advantage of those opportunities so that we mainstream economic and social and cultural rights in the way we do our work.